pay close heed to my every word.
Three, two, one. Record. I was putting my tea down.
Oh God! Yeah, I mean that's some fucking effort you got to do that.
380. If I had to reach over,
reaching—that's the worst.
Don't get me started. I'm doing physical therapy right now.
Oh my God!
Right now.
A lot of reaching. I have to reach all the time.
Yeah. I'm at physical. Hey, God, come on! I'm in the middle of a podcast, buddy.
Yeah. Just give me a second. Okay, you're listening to League Podcast, episode 381. I'm Matt Durson.
Watashi no namae wa John Des.
Pause for effect. Clay Inferno.
Perfect. All right. Perfect. Yes. Well done.
All right. Welcome. Good show, guys.
Yep. Thanks, everybody. Can't possibly get any better. So we're gonna talk a little Spider-Man Far From Home. So if you haven't seen it yet,
Far From Home.
No room to maneuver.
If you haven't seen it, forget it. Too bad.
If you haven't seen it, go on to Twitter and follow Classic G.I. Joe because he's always posting barbecue action cards and quotes.
Oh man, I'm gonna have to sign up for Twitter again just for that.
Yep. Get text notifications when he posts.
Oh man.
No, let's talk Spider-Man.
Let's talk Spider-Man. Oh, I was gonna talk about Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman, weren't they in that movie Far From Home? I thought that's what we were talking
about. Far and Away.
Far and Away. Far From Home was a movie about kids and a dog or something. I know we had it at the video store.
I think that's just Far Stuff.
Far Stuff?
The Far Side. That's you're thinking of the comic strip.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
When you said Far Stuff.
No, there's definitely a movie.
Seems like Farscape. Far Stuff.
I'm not thinking like Farscape.
I was thinking Firescape.
All right, it doesn't matter. Okay, but we're talking Spider-Man.
Spider-Man?
What a menace!
He's a menace! A stinking menace.
He doesn't deserve to live on the same planet.
That was X-Men.
Well, whatever.
It doesn't matter. They're all owned by Disney now.
That guy was a bigot too. So.
All right. So, what did we all think? Spider-Man Far From Home.
Far From Home. Well.
Far From Home.
I'll tell you what I thought. I hated the first hour. And I enjoyed the second hour.
Wow. Really? Whoa.
Hated it. The remaining 9 minutes? The movie is... is 2 hours.
Those were taking all the credits, so...
Yeah, okay. So, hated the first hour.
Oh, yeah. I was like, you guys say what you thought first, then we can get into it.
I will admit the first hour was a little slow. Or maybe the first half... 45 minutes or so, half hour.
I can tell you exactly when the movie came together for me, but I'll let you
talk. But I enjoyed it thoroughly. Even though I thought it was a slow build, but as far as just good time, enjoying myself at the theater, I really loved it. I am zero fidgets.
I think I was fidgeting a little bit,
Well, all right. What do you have to say, Clay?
By the way, Clay, I am literally, there's a sign that I'm lettering as we're speaking. It's a little symbol.
I can hear you clicking on it.
I know, because of the fucking, I don't know what's going on here. It's, the word is Clay,
What? Just,
I know.
I'm famous.
It's poetic. Yeah. Where's the Durson sign?
I haven't gotten to that one yet. What the fuck?
Oh, you'll get there.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I will get there.
All right, Clay.
I thoroughly enjoyed Spider-Man Far From Home. I was, I think John and I were both a little taken back by your praise saying the top five Marvel movies of all time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I wouldn't all go time. That far. I wouldn't go
all that 20, far. 22 movies.
I wouldn't go that far, but I didn't. I don't have any complaints. I just think that you experienced the same kind of joy that I felt when I saw Justice League. You just loved it.
And I no shame. Seriously doubt that.
No shame.
Well, yeah, we can get into the whys, yeah, I guess, in a minute. Well, it did make, because it started on Tuesday, I believe, right? It opened Tuesday. Yeah. I saw it Wednesday. It has made 185 Somalians, million Somalians.
Clams. Let's see.
Clams.
What's that in Transformers money?
Breams. I don't know. I forget. but that's a lot of money. So it made a... Yeah, made a lot of orns. And
it opened a few millidorns, millivorns before it usually like would on a
Thursday. Right. Usually it's like a 3-day total. This is like a 6-day total or whatever. But yeah, I mean, still, I think it did beat their expectations. And I think it also beat my expectations. So,
wow.
That is why I had low expectations, honestly.
I remember you said when we were talking about the trailer, you said it looks really stupid.
I know, but then I don't know, but like they didn't do that. You know what I mean? Like they didn't, that wasn't the story. The story they were telling you in the trailer wasn't really what happened. You know what I mean? Like in the movie.
Yes.
And I shouldn't have fell for it. But as I thought about it, I'm like, that's probably not, you know, Marvel trailers like to throw you.
Yeah, especially there's this entire scene of him breaking up like, some sort of robbery that's not even in the movie.
Right. Where he's
That on a Blu-ray instead. They're putting it on the Blu-ray release. Blu-ray.
But nobody buys Blu-rays. Yeah, where he's like, hey, guys, it's your job. I'm going on vacation.
He's like, oh, I'm too busy doing your job. Because I left to go get popcorn, and I came back, and I was thinking about how that scene hadn't taken place. And I wondered if it was happened in the 2 minutes that I was gone for.
I kind of like, I don't know what they were going to do with that scene, but I like the sort of like him posing for pictures and kind of like trying to help Aunt May's charity and all that. I thought that was kind of
see him down like in the shit and with all his people and stuff. And it was a little crazy to me that they had that little backstage kitchen area.
Yeah, and no one's just there.
He's just taking off his mask and like talking to Aunt May and fucking Happy Hogan in there.
I thought he was gonna, when he walks back out, I thought he was gonna forget his mask.
I did too, actually. Yeah. And then he had like another door to go through, but I was like, oh, okay. Like they threw
really
me off
cut for me close.
Yeah, I know. He just doesn't. It's identity. And now
under the spoiler ending, where he's revealed that Spider-Man can happen.
Yeah, he's already told half the people. And when he walks into like the Shield headquarters, they're like, just take off the mask. Everybody here has seen you anyway.
Yeah,
I was
know,
like, oh,
come on.
What the hell? Jeez.
Then why'd you have me put it on in the first place?
I don't know.
All right, so here's my issue with the movie is, one, it's kind of an Iron Man movie disguised as a Spider-Man movie, you know? Like, you're the next Iron Man. You've got to be the next Iron Man. It's all about, you know what? I miss Iron Man. Like, he never mentions Uncle Ben at all. Like, Iron Man, like, Tony Stark became the new Uncle Ben.
He gets the initials on the briefcase, that's it.
Yeah, but then his briefcase gets destroyed.
We have never, ever heard of Uncle
Ben. And he's not like, oh, geez, Uncle Ben's king. You know.
They have never mentioned Uncle Ben, ever.
Yeah.
So why start now? Who cares?
Because it's the biggest part of his – that's why he's Spider-Man.
I know. No, you're right.
I kind of have issue a little bit with – there's all these Avengers that are still alive. Why are they trying to, like, put this, like, why does anybody have to be the leader? I don't want to sound like a socialist or whatever, but why does anybody have to be the next Iron Man? Like, why can't it be, like, Black Panther is the next Iron Man? Why does it have to be this kid? He's a kid.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's just because he has science. He knows some science stuff.
He knows science stuff.
I mean, and that scene where he's in the jet at the end and they start playing AC/DC. They're like, here he is being Iron Man. Yeah. And that didn't bother me, but I was like, okay, I get what you're doing. You don't have to hit me over the head with it. So my other problem is the first half of the movie tries to be kind of funny, and it's not. And the pacing is real weird because it just seems like, oh, now we're on the plane and we're going, and here we are. and the two teachers are really annoying. The part where it comes together for me is the second that Mysterio and the Night Monkey, or whatever they call him, where they're in the bar, and then he, although I don't know why he would give Mysterio the glasses, because, you know, you miss Mr. Stark, and he trusts me. You know, it seems kind of weird that he
he misinterpreted the note that was left.
I get it, but it's fun. But that's where the movie came together for me. I was like, okay,
always leave
now
a note.
Like,
always leave a note.
That's right. That's why you always leave a note. But I mean, I think he also didn't want to be the next Iron Man. So there was he sort of misinterpreted on purpose in a way where he's like, I don't want the
like
pressure.
A really big mistake to make, you know.
Well, because he is dumb. He's a dumb kid.
Kids are dumb. Part of the bus where he's going to kill Brad with the drones. I was like, this movie, I almost walked out. I was like, this movie is awful. This is so ridiculously over the top and stupid and un-Spider-Man-y.
That was very bad. I didn't like that either, actually. I mean, not very bad, but I wasn't going to walk out. But I was like, I don't want Spider-Man to be that stupid.
I wish I wasn't here. That's what I was thinking. I wish I'd done something else instead. But thankfully, the movie comes together in the second half. And then I wish I had done something else. I did. I was wishing I had done something else.
I'm going to say that next time I hate a movie. I wish I had done something else. I know what you mean. So, like, even though I just said Spider-Man is stupid, I don't like when he's too stupid. Like,
yeah, no, it's because...
They do it in the comics, too, where it's just like, oh, like it's one thing to be like goofy and like, oh, I tell jokes because it throws my enemies off, you know, but like,
yeah, and he's also he's a shy kid who kind of comes alive when he's wearing the, as he says in the origin episode of in Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends, he said putting the mask on allowed him to overcome his shyness and kind of let him kind of just be himself, you know?
Yeah, and Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends is canon. Right?
It fucking is.
That's in my head canon.
It is a canon in an alternate whatever universe.
Yeah.
Didn't they all die in something? In one of those things? Bendis
all the alternate universes?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure. I was watching something about Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends, and they talked about it.
Really? They said this universe no longer exists.
You know, no, I might have been like, it might have been listening to like the Retroist podcast or something, but it was a whole episode about Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends.
We were referencing that last week when we were referencing when Wolverine sticks his claws through like a bunch of fruit and it's like, "Oh, you doll, want some fruit?" And he's like Australian for no reason. And...
Those Australian Canucks.
But we were wondering how clean that would be, you know? I mean, like...
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's been inside his hand, for God's sake. Inside his actual hand. I wouldn't want to eat some of that.
Well, I feel like Clay won the no prize by saying that the his healing factor kills all the germs.
Oh, okay.
Right,
nice.
Right, right. It does.
Clay wins the no prize. All right.
It's
I want to tell
gross,
you...
though. It's still gross.
No, I mean, it's still just the thought of it. Yeah, it's gross. But, I want to tell you what I thought. I was not high on MJ in the Homecoming, just because I thought, like, I don't know, I want my red-haired girl. But,
wow.
I know, it was weird. I was that comic geek that was just like, that's not Mary Jane.
Well, it's not. It's Michelle, whatever her name is.
Michelle, whatever. But she goes by MJ. But she was way cooler in this one. I loved her a lot, and I love the dynamic. And I'm a big Spider-Man and MJ like fan. That's why I stopped reading it.
Ship?
They
you
did that them? Whole fucking thing with the we're just not gonna have them be married anymore. Oh, ha ha.
Pretty dumb.
And I stopped reading Spider-Man for a while, and but I loved and like so I don't get like emotionally attached to movies. But that scene on the bridge, right, when he's, like, trying, they're like, talking, and
I was tear-jerking.
I had a moment. I was like, I was like, this must be how girls watch romantic comedy.
Yeah, it was actually funny because I think at that time, like, Stacy was like, do you want some popcorn or something? And I was like, don't, stop it. I'm too emotional right now.
I really got started to cry.
I was like, don't talk to me.
Yeah, I got that little feeling in the pit of my stomach. I'm like, MJ. And she's like, she's good. Like, she's smart. And she knows her shit. And she's, you know, whatever. She's not like,
I like how
the woman in the fridge or whatever.
Just as awkward with Pete as he is with her. Like, that was really cute. I thought I liked that a lot.
Yeah.
Like, she didn't want to say. She almost wanted to say, yeah.
Right. I've been watching you. Spider-Man. Because, yeah.
Because that's the easy way out. You know what
right.
I mean? And then he was like, oh.
And there's that's the kind of like.
What I said to you, Clay, the first time we expressed our feelings.
Yeah. I only.
Because I thought you were Spider-Man.
Watch you because I think, yeah, I think you're Spider-Man.
Is this before or after we fisted in the movie theater?
Before, naturally.
Oh, before. Okay, yeah.
Get the timeline right, man.
I even like the sort of like. I know
it's your headcanon.
I mean, it's kind of obvious and, you know, silly, but, you know, when he's turning, he's changing into his costume, and she's kind of peeking over her shoulder, you know, kind of like sneaking a peek. I mean, I know it's goofy, but I liked it. I thought it was fun. So I liked that and then, dynamic a lot.
Then Ned has to come in and be like, well, you know, it's cool, but, like, I knew first. You know,
right.
Like, they're still at that age where, like oh, yeah, I'm going to peek at the kid with the shirt
off,
but also
Ned
like,
kind of annoying.
Yeah, he's annoying. That Betty Brant thing I thought was kind of cute too. Like it was very like
I actually did like that, but
thing. Yeah, they literally went through the entire relationship.
Apparently, it's some sort of
and I even you
thing.
See it coming from a mile away too. It's like oh, yeah. They're gonna break up by the end or whatever. But it's funny.
They were married, right? In the comic, Ned Leeds and Betty were married at one point.
I think so,
and,
yeah,
yeah, and right. Then he was the Hobgoblin.
Well, he was. Framed as
framed
the
Hobgoblin,
not right. Actually the Hobgoblin. I'm actually talking about fucking comics here. Look at me go.
I know.
Oh, I know, right?
What else? I don't know. I thought I mean, you could kind of see the Mysterio thing coming, but I still thought it was done well.
Yeah, I mean, you know. We know as, like, comic book fans, like, what's going to happen with Mysterio. I saw that from the trailer. I was like...
Sort of like yeah. The Winter Soldier. We knew that.
Yeah. Yeah. I kind of wish that Hydro Man and their version of the Sandman were actually like Sandman or Hydro Man instead of like these illusions, but whatever.
I didn't really care about it. I mean, who cares?
And I've heard about the Elementals they were just... from Marvel, but I kind of don't know anything about them, strangely. I don't know what that's all about.
Yeah, I don't know either. It's supposed, like, in this one, it was like Molten Man, Hydro Man, Sandman, but they were all just illusions.
Yeah.
So it didn't really matter.
I'm glad that
and
he
I
wasn't
like,
an
I
alien,
I mean, I don't know. I like the part.
From another.
Right. I mean, that just would have been so dumb. No, I like that he was a guy.
That would have been like Nick Fury and Agent Maria Hill being Skrulls or something. That would just be.
Hey, wait a minute. Spoilers. Just kidding.
So, I mean, I'm watching Nick Fury in this movie, and I'm like, wow, Samuel Jackson is really overacting. Like, it's goofy. Like, he's, like, silly.
It's a clone attacking clones.
This is, he's too dangerous. To like, yeah, this is like, what am I, like, this is, wow. Like, Samuel Jackson is really going over. And I just thought that's, because that's what Samuel Jackson does sometimes. Often, in fact. This is like Kong Skull Island Samuel Jackson. Oh, like, just like, oh yeah, like, motherfucker. And just whatever.
Still have not seen that.
It's not good. It's not good. But I mean, so is that on, obviously that was on purpose because he's supposed to be not.
I'm going to say no. I'm going to say no, it wasn't on purpose. I just have a feeling it wasn't.
All right. I think it was. I mean, I want to believe, I guess, that it was, and that at the, you know, at the end,
you
want to
be like Peter Parker with the glasses and believe that the decision you're making is right, even though it's the dumb decision.
I'm not dumb. I mean, like,
oh, I don't know. I think that's just how he's acting. You know, certain actors will overact unless they have a director that will rein them in. And I think,
he's been playing this role for 10 years. You'd think he would have it down by now. Or maybe he's just like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I don't know. He's always just playing Samuel Jackson to me, you know? So.
I know, but I think he was a little, maybe it was the way it was the writing. It was the way it was written, too, that it was, you know, it just seemed off. And then at the end, you find out that he was a Skrull.
All right, well, maybe it was a choice. Yeah, maybe okay. You're right.
That's what I'm thinking. That's what I want to believe. But we don't know. I mean, like, Rachel was wondering, how long has he been the Skrull? And I said, I don't know. It could have been months. It could have been whatever. I mean.
Well, we know it was at least a week.
Right. He's hanging out on the beach, the fake beach, holographic beach. So I guess that was, I mean, I didn't really care that much about that, but that was supposed, I read somewhere online that was like a big reveal, that it's all cosmic and blah, 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 but whatever. I mean, it's just a tie-in to Captain Marvel, right?
I guess so.
Yeah. Whatever. If I was
I didn't stay for it. I just watched it on YouTube.
I mean, if I could have a Skrull go to work for me, that would be great.
If I could take a beach vacation in space, I'd do it.
Well, why can't you just go to the beach? Just go to a real beach.
I mean, he wasn't really taking a vacation. Maybe it's just that was his like coffee break.
Yeah, okay. Mm. That's a good one. Good point.
Yeah. And he had to go, he had to be like, oh, I'm starting up S.W.O.R.D. here.
Yeah, so that's what they said too. That is I don't remember what S.W.O.R.D. stood for, but it was something that,
defense specialist.
That's been in the comics, super too, right?
Wacky.
What?
Super that's wacky, ordinary defense specialists.
That is something Joss Whedon came up with in his original Astonishing X-Men run and back in 2000, whatever year that
I
was.
Totally regret asking now, because I was like hoping you'd just be like, yeah. But then you had like this big, long thing.
Sorry.
Just kidding.
A big long thing. It was one sentence.
Like Joss Whedon in 2000 whatever in Astonishing X-Men. Oh my god, will you just shut up? God.
And, the only reason I'm mad at you is because I'm jealous that I didn't know that.
Oh, well. I think you're envious, you mean.
Envious.
Even Homer Simpson knows the difference between jealousy and envy. Sorry.
No. Put you on a spot like that, Clay.
I deserve all this. I deserve all this.
I didn't know it was going to be followed up with something more funny.
Oh, go ahead. Go
ahead. Oh, man.
Wow, he's gone into a fugue state.
You're going to have to edit this out. This podcast will be 6 hours.
I'm fine. I'm fine. okay. What else happened in this movie?
Son of a bitch.
I like the... I don't know what I even like. What else did I like?
I don't
what
know.
The hell else happened in this movie?
Aunt May and Happy.
Happy, I guess they need something for him to do, right? He's not going to be in any more Iron Man movies. He's the director of some of these, for Christ's sake. So. Well, he directed Iron Man.
It's the one that started it all.
Yeah. And they brought that dude back. That's amazing.
Oh, the Ralphie from The Christmas Story.
Oh my god. Yeah.
He shaved his head to make himself look bald and he grows in that mustache. And yeah, that's Ralphie from A Christmas Story. Because he was a producer on the first Iron Man. I don't know if he was on any of the others, but him and Favreau were producing partners. Hmm. So
Jeff Bridges like yelled at him.
Yeah. Because I was like, oh my god, that's. Because I didn't think he was going to have a part other than just standing there. And then, I was like, oh my god, that's Ralphie from Iron Man.
That's amazing. From Iron Man. But I mean, what a great way. I mean, you're talking about a movie that came out 11 years ago. But yeah, they're like, let's bring him back. Let's bring back, let's use this throwaway scene from Civil War as the big, impetus for this whole movie. I love that, I think that's
That's where I feel like it's more of an Iron Man movie than a Spider-Man movie, because even the bad guy is getting back at Iron Man and he just happens to be using Spider-Man to do it.
Well, they did that in the first one too, in Homecoming.
Yes.
Like Vulture.
This is sort of my issue with current Spider-Man is that if I like that he's in the Marvel universe, but at the same time I kind of liked when he wasn't, because They were more Spider-Man-y. Like, take Amazing Spider-Man 2. That was fantastic. It's my favorite Spider-Man movie of all time. Just kidding. I had nothing else to add about Spider-Man 2 other than I just wanted to say that.
Well, hey, speaking of original or out of Marvel Universe Spider-Man movies, they brought back J.K. Simmons as J. Jonah Jameson.
Yeah. I had
oh, yeah, the farmer's insurance guy.
Yeah. No, Commissioner Gordon. I thought he was playing Commissioner Gordon again.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what? They've been putting these movies out, as you said, 11 years, and there was this group of girls that were leaving the theater, and I don't know, they had to stop to tie their shoe or something, and then that scene comes on, and the girl's like, oh, I thought the movie was over. It's like, they have been doing this forever. So
yeah. every movie does it.
Theater still left right when the credits started. I was like,
I guess they're just like you, just like watching on YouTube or whatever.
Well, I stayed for the first one because I just wanted to see J.K. Simmons again. Even though he wasn't wearing his crop top wig.
I know. I was a little disappointed. I'm like, oh, he's bald.
I was still okay with it.
Did you guys know that was going to be in there? Did you read spoilers
Because
I did not. And we went on. Thurston, you went on as soon as you could, right? We went on the 4th.
I went on the 3rd.
Yeah, so we went on the 4th. I didn't want to know anything, and I wanted to get it out of the way. And it was a good thing to do on the 4th for us.
That's good.
I heard it like a week ago on a YouTube channel.
No!
I didn't care, because I was like, yes, I want to know what the ending is. Because everybody kept going, you got to stay for the post-credits. And I was like, I got to know! What if I die tomorrow?
That's clickbait, though. Of course they're going to say that. They're going to say,
the spoiler-free reviews I had watched days in advance, they were like, you got to stay for it. It's amazing. And then I found a guy that said, here's what it is. And
spectacular.
I was like,
okay.
It's web.
It's web of.
I don't know. Yeah, it was fine. It sets up the next one. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I do, because this is what I was like thinking. Like, this is how Spider-Man is. Like, oh, he's all happy. He's got his girl. Like, he saved the world. Everything is good. Oh, let's pull the rug out from under him. Now everyone thinks you're a bad guy, and they know who you are.
I have a feeling, though, my other issue, I keep saying issues with these movies, even though I liked it.
It's a comic book podcast, so it's okay.
Yeah,
word issue.
Issue, yes. Issues.
Very well.
is that they'll probably just kind of like hand wave it away, you know, and just as a joke in the next one, which is sort of what I felt they did with The Blip, you know, where they're just we're at a basketball game and all these people came back. But imagine if you were, you know, doing something else, like if you were a race car driver and you disappeared and then your car goes smashing into the wall with, you know, and then you come back 5 years later and maybe they have another race, you get run over. You know, they addressed it in a, or like you were a passenger in a plane and you come right back to where you were. Well, you'd be in the middle of the air. So they kind of just address it as a joke rather than I felt like they could have really done something interesting.
This is definitely the forum for that kind of discussion.
Yes, because, you know.
You would actually be still in the air when you blipped back. That is something I was thinking. What if you were on a ferry, a Long Island ferry, like in the first movie? Would you be now, would you have to swim ashore?
Or if you were in a building that's not there anymore?
Or you guys. I don't know. I mean,
you were in a place that didn't have a building and now it does, and you reappear in like solid.
In a wall?
Yeah.
Right. Well, that would suck.
Well, what if you. What if. Here's an uncomfortable thing. What if, let's say, your brother moves into your room because you haven't been gone. You've been gone for like 5 years, right? Your brother, and he's like a teenager. And then you blip back and he's in the room. He's jerking off.
I think we could do an entire series of movies about this now, you know? What happened?
What are you doing here?
This is my room! No, it's my room! In fact, that's just his jerk-off room. He has a room just for that. I'll go back to my room now.
Now, what if you were in the middle of having sex and you blipped and then you came back and your dog was lying in the same place?
I mean, would you even know what happened? Like, you're just like, oh, I mean, that sex was so out of this world. I don't even know.
I died.
Yeah, I guess it is. I mean, on the one hand, I understand what you're saying. On the other hand, I want them just to get by that. And I know it is kind of like you said, the wave of the hand. Let's just pretend. But I mean, that's not the story they wanted to tell. And it's fine. I'm glad they just kind of moved on. Don't give the fanboys like us shit to, you know, complain about, really. But
it's too late.
I mean, we'll complain. I've already done it.
In that scene, I did like how MJ was like, I never want you to fucking carry me through the city. It was the opposite of like Lois Lane. Who's holding you?
Well, the opposite.
She was like, holy shit, I don't ever fucking want to do that.
Yeah, thank you, but
that is well, the opposite of the original MJ and Tobey Maguire that first time where she's holding onto an obvious dummy in that scene.
Wow, you really...
Indeed she is, John. Indeed she is. Well played.
Thank you very much.
But, I like that. I mean... I don't know. I'm glad they didn't. The only thing they really talked about was that guy. Was like, he was my little brother. Now he's older than me. He's old, blah, blah, you know, like that kind of thing. Right. But I don't want to you don't want to belabor like, Jesus, it's been 5 years. Like, kind of, you know. But thankfully, all the important people in this movie blipped and they're back.
Yep. Thank God.
We don't have to worry about any of that stuff. But I don't know. I mean, overall, I was entertained, so that's all I want. But I didn't expect to be that entertained. So there you go.
You were top five entertained.
I think I was top five entertained. I think this knocked.
I like Gyllenhaal, and he was a perfect villain for like a movie targeted at like teenagers. You know what I mean? He was like pretty kind of mustache twirly, like, haha, I'm going to get my revenge.
Yeah, but he was very personable prior to the mustache twirly part, which is, I liked those scenes.
Yeah, where he was just kind of, yeah, Peter, you know.
They don't have sarcasm in your world.
Yeah, I thought it was fine. He always he's a kind of a one trick pony. He kind of always plays a
bubble boy. See, I always pull out the weird, obscure movies that they do.
Thank you. I like the fact. So, like, here's the thing that I liked. So, in Homecoming, like, they take the Vulture, which is to me just a B-list stupid villain, right? And they make him cool.
Part of the same thing.
Well,
yeah, but that Vulture, it's like if your grandfather got a superpower, you know, he's not cool. Yeah, he wasn't.
And this
cool.
one, I Mysterio is always kind of treated as a joke in comics, or at least in Spider-Man comics.
He does have a fishbowl in his head.
He does. Yeah, they always kind of like make fun of him for being this guy with a fishbowl.
And he was supposed to be in Sam Raimi's next version.
I thought it was the Vulture that was in Sam Raimi's next version.
Really? I thought it was Mysterio. I'm wrong.
It was probably like all of them, because that's all they did in those movies, just cram all these villains in.
That's because of the characters and me, Avi Arad, telling.
I saw Avi Arad's name as an executive.
Well, he's still a producer over at Sony or whatever. So
Sony's Avi Arad. Some,
I'm still here producing Spider-Man movies almost 20 years later.
Yeah,
me and Michael Uslan have a competition to see how many we can produce.
The most.
We're trying to get our names on these things. We're doing absolutely
characters.
Nothing.
He's ahead of me right now for doing it longer, but I got the Spider-Man, and he appears in more movies.
So I have so many Spider-Man. If you think about it, I have like 10 Spider-Man.
Yeah, there's all these Spider-Man. There's a whole universe thing of Spider-Man.
Yeah, there's a Spider-Verse. There's no Bat-Verse.
No Bat-Verse? No. So suck on that, Michael.
Yeah, suck on it, Michael.
So I'm glad that wasn't actually a thing, though, that he wasn't from another dimension, because they do that like on the Flash and CW shows. And I was like, oh, if they're going to do it here, like that won't really be that cool. You know, take away a little bit from Into the Spider-Verse, I think.
And then the political commentary about how anybody will believe anything anyone is told.
Well, I thought that was pretty funny, too. Yeah. When he's like, I don't even like that. When he's like, your idea for writing this story about this,
this dumb
like,
idea.
It's really stupid, but they bought it. Like, I love that. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I like the fact that they take these goofy villains and they use like sort of modern technology and believe, you know, you're kind of.
Was cool.
Yeah, the drones thing was cool. Like in the first one, like he got the wings, he got all the alien technology from cleaning up after all the fights and stuff. And yeah, like you it's kind of believable. I mean, as believable as.
As a guy that can cling to walls and
right,
stuff.
Right, this dumb shit can be. But that's how it works. You have to make people believe in the world of the movie that it's possible.
It's a called suspension of disbelief, and it's also called good characters.
Thank you, Avi.
Oh, you're welcome. Let me go on and talk about these characters some more, because if you don't believe the characters, then you won't believe the outrageous situation that these characters get into. And you need to have venom in every movie.
I like how it kind of reminded me a little bit of the end of Star Trek Beyond when Gyllenhaal was in the big white room. Like it or that bridge thing, but he was.
Oh yeah, I saw Star Trek Beyond. And I said we could do that, but
why
better.
Don't we do that with Spider-Man?
Yeah, let's do it with Spider-Man, and we'll do it with the Jake Gyllenhaal. Also, it's like a callback to Incredible Hulk in the one with Ed Norton, and he's in the room, and they shoot all the gas in there, and he turns into the Hulk.
Wow, I don't even remember that.
I just watched that, and I don't remember that.
That's the scene he turns into the Hulk and fights the army.
It was something that I had to watch like multiple times.
Oh, I do remember that now. He was in the bridge.
Good scene.
Yeah,
it's all
okay,
about characters.
Okay.
Fuck you guys, and you're not even remembering my great I didn't have anything to do with it, but I'm going to take credit for it anyway.
Yeah, man.
His name is probably on that thing. His name is probably on that somewhere.
Somewhere, I'm sure. All right, yeah, so I put that in top. I put this top five. Do you have a top five? Like, you don't put a top five, but do you have a top five? Let's talk about this for a minute. We ranked our Star Wars movies.
Top five. All
you have a top five, Marvel?
Spider-Man, Spider-Man 2, Spider-Man 3, Amazing Spider-Man, Amazing Spider-Man 2, Spider-Man Homecoming.
Those are not MCU.
Well, this is Avi Arad. Let me go get John. Oh, I'm back.
Venom was... not number one on his top five.
Well, Venom is negative one. That's how high it is. It goes below
zero. Yeah, right. So good.
It's the best. It's got most character with Venom in it.
Most Tom Hardy in it.
Yeah, he was in Batman. So I still have that thing going with Michael Osmunga. Well, English is not my first language. I can't pronounce his name.
Yeah.
All right. Do you want to go first? Or
do you want to play this? We don't even
I'll
have
to. I love five. This shit. Talk about my favorite Star Wars movies.
Yeah, I got to put in Iron Man. I've got to put in Guardians. I've got to put in Black Panther.
Guardians.
And I'll put one of the. I'll put Spider-Man 1 and 2 as one movie and put it in my top.
No,
five.
I don't think that's.
That doesn't count. It's two movies.
They're two movies.
You can have a top six.
You can have top six.
They're like a tied for fourth kind of situation, though.
So you just said he wouldn't put it in top five.
Well, now that I really think of it, if you combine the two, they do elevate.
Okay. We'll let you. We'll allow it. But, I mean, there's an asterisk next to your top five.
Yeah, I don't really like the top five because I could change my opinion tomorrow.
There's 22
we're talking
movies.
About it right now, though. It's right. Not about tomorrow. It's right now. What are your top five?
Doctor Strange is probably like the last one.
The last? Really?
Like 22 out of 22?
Yeah.
Even
but they Dark put out World? Movies. They put out movies, like that. Iron Man 2 and Thor and and Ant-Man.
I like those movies. I like all those movies.
All right. Well, what's your fifth, though? Do you have a fifth, then? If you're putting Spider-Man...
I pass.
You guys can't even come up with five.
Too much pressure here. Too much pressure.
There's no pressure. We don't care.
But if you don't come up with an actual top
Civil
five,
War.
Yeah, I'm gonna make fun of you more for not coming up with one
Civil
than if you
War.
Just okay. Civil War. All right. All right. I like.
All right. Here's mine. Boom. Iron Man is number one.
Yes, okay. Thank you. Like,
they don't
thank
have to
you.
Go in any order, by the way.
Thank
I don't
you.
Need to...
Okay, thank
Winter
you.
Soldier.
You're right.
Winter Soldier Winter definitely Soldier. Is in my top five, yes.
Infinity War.
Uh-huh.
No, thanks. Yeah.
I'm going to say the first Guardians movie.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Oh, well. Let's see. What else do we got here? What else do we have for movies?
Clay is also a producer.
You know what? I'm going to say I actually really enjoyed The Incredible Hulk. That's my top five.
Wow. Right? Okay. Yeah.
Kind disagree. Of an unconventional hard, choice to finish it off.
Hard pass. Yeah, hard pass.
I'm going to say I'm gonna say Winter Soldier, Guardians, like, I agree. And Infinity War. Those are, I agree with
no
you
thanks.
On all those.
Infinity
okay,
War.
Okay, all right. We War. Heard you, Clay.
Clay, your turn is over now.
The Avengers
sit
movies
down.
Don't,
sir,
don't
sir,
count.
We
don't
understand
count.
That, sir.
I'm commenting. I'm commenting.
You know what? I'm trying to watch the concert here, and these three guys behind me keep
thank you.
Cheering and
thank
singing
you.
Along.
Thank you. They're having a good time.
I
came here to not have a good time.
Yeah, I don't understand. It wasn't like a library or something. What the
I
hell?
Well, look, I have my post Spider-Man story too that I
okay.
encountered. Okay. I encountered I what
Spider-Man
that kind of
2 story to. Or Far From Home or as well 2 also.
Yes, as well as in also 2.
2
or 2 4.
Amazing Spider-Man 2. Where is that in the top 5?
Never saw that.
Yeah,
it's not MCU. I'm only
movie.
Talking Marvel Cinematic Universe.
That's a great here. Spider-Man movie.
Yeah, so. I'm gonna have to go ahead and disagree with you on that.
Yeah.
Although when I saw it with Brian and we walked out and he's like, that was a good sequel, and I was like, well, we just did not watch the same movie.
So, you're talking about Amazing Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Oh, two.
Okay.
Brian, you know, he's one of those guys just likes to be entertained for a couple
of
hours.
I meant Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man 2. I said amazing, but it's not what I meant.
Which one?
Like, I'm going to say I actually like Spider-Man 2 better than this Spider-Man 2. Out of the three Spider-Man 2s, I like the original Spider-Man 2 the best.
Yeah, I'd right. say so too.
Even though that movie has its problems, I that's the most Spider-Man-y, I think, that they've gotten Spider-Man.
They nailed Doc Ock in that movie.
Yeah, but who wants that? No, just kidding. I haven't seen that movie in many, many years. I remember not loving it.
I remember you were sort of really rallying against it at the time. So.
I was. I was sort of... I think that was at the height of my movie cynicism.
Have we rallied off
so
your
wait,
top five?
Your, is that your story?
Durst?
No, my story five? About my post-Spider-Man story?
Yeah, tell me that.
I'll tell you guys that after you guys do your top fives.
Oh, well, what did I do? I did three, and then I guess... what did I... Oh, and I think I put Far From Home, and I forget now. I just did this yesterday.
Well, that was...
I think First Avengers probably got to be...
Nah!
I can't do five. I think five is too restrictive.
Well, do as many as you want, but I just thought it would be easier. I'm thinking Fave Five, you know, that whole thing. With
you know, the bread. What the five slices of bread in the front that you would eat? Or whatever that is. That
the good bread of the Marvel bread, Cinematic yeah. Universe. I think Civil War, yeah. I mean, as far as, like, a movie that I can watch.
You guys like Civil War better than Winter Soldier?
No, I don't. No, I love Winter Soldier. I think that is top. Oh, I think that is my favorite Marvel Cinematic
Universe. I think it's mine, too.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's a toss up between that and Iron Man, but I think Winter Soldier's a little better actually.
Yeah,
because they kind of had it down at that point.
Yeah, I really like that one, and it changed every like they got rid of S.H.I.E.L.D. the whole thing. Like it was a big. I'll give this for as far as the first Avengers and even the first Iron Man. They were the game changers. They really did. And Guardians too, because that also set up like. You could have characters that nobody gave a shit about
yeah.
and make a really good movie.
Characters. Yeah, see, again, all about the characters.
Yeah. Okay, Avi. What
I'll
was your...
just be over here, you know, if you guys need me for anything. anything.
Well,
are you telling me you mention the word characters?
You guys are real characters.
I'll be
you guys
in.
Need to vamp because I need to go get my adapter and plug my computer in so it doesn't die halfway through the recording. So you guys
well, you know, the
now.
Worst part about dying is when a good character dies.
What is your story now?
All right, I'll tell you my story. After the movie, we walked over to the pub across the way. Oh. And in this pub, they were playing like 80s metal, you know, like Def Leppard and shit, you know, just that, you know, like Bret Michaels doing the everything, where is it? Whatever it is. And
that's
just
bad.
Like Cowboy. I don't remember. Yeah. Song. You know, like Every Rose Has Its Thorn. Jesus Christ. What is wrong with me? I couldn't think of that. Anyway, we were there for 10 minutes or so, and then these two guys come in and sit next to me, and I was like, man, I wish there were a couple hard bodies. But they weren't. They were two roly-poly middle-aged guys wearing, you know, like what this guy was wearing a Celtics tank top, and he's schlubby and
all hairy, probably.
Bald. No, he was like very, very not hairy, the opposite of hairy, but he had a lot of bad tattoos. Not there's anything wrong with tattoos. It's just that But when you look like someone just came up and graffitied you, I'm like, nothing is tying together here. And then he was just, every song that came on, he was like, I will get higher and I will cry. You know, every song.
For like singing?
Singing. Oh. And then he's saying to the bartender, he's like, you gonna join us on this next one? He's like, all right. I was like, I can't remember. Some fucking Iron Maiden song comes on, and it's so awesome. It's just like.
And did you just punch him in the face?
Oh, I was extremely close, especially since I was drinking, and I got up and used the facilities, and I was like, all right, just calm down. He'll get a couple drinks in it. We'll work it out.
Was the toilet like,
why is that guy out there singing? And I was like, I don't know, toilet. You tell me. But I could hear him from the bathroom. I'm not lying. I really could.
Over the toilet talking to
Wow.
Me.
Well, it was the urinal talking to me, yes.
Yeah,
so.
But I mean, like, you could hear him through the
wall. Yeah, I could hear him through the wall. And in fact, he asked the woman to turn the music up in the place so that he could continue to sing.
And she probably said, like, yes, gladly, so we could drown you out.
Yeah, please, we love you to regale us more with your amazing fucking singing, you fucking white trash asshole. And so that's how my night ended, was me in a bad mood.
That's probably why you didn't like the movie as much as I did.
Can I tell you that exact same thing happened with at my niece's graduation party? There was a guy, and he was DJ setup. It was his DJ setup, and he had a karaoke thing, and my nieces like got up there and like did some songs from like High School Musical or something, like songs I'd never heard, but they knew all the words to. And then he puts on
Shut Me Not
Back in Black by AC/DC.
I love Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, all right.
Turns it way the fuck up. And he's like sitting there screaming into the thing. And I was like, holy shit, dude.
God.
You know your audience, you know?
Yeah, seriously. What the hell?
And he had it like the girls whose party it was, like, they were having a good time. And then,
he's like, take your tops off. There, oh, no.
He got up there and he turned it up. And it was like, dude, turn it up for the girls and turn yours down.
Oh, he's like, hey, this is my DJ setup. I can do what I want. Sometimes.
Nobody from my family will ever hear this podcast. So.
Oh, good. I mean, sometimes people are just the worst.
Yep.
I don't know. I just don't know. I guess the thing is, like, that guy that you encountered, John, is probably like, this is his like one night out, like a month or something.
Yeah, probably.
Like his mom lets him out or whatever of the basement. Here's your allowance. And he goes out drinking and singing.
Yeah, and this isn't a venue for singing, though. You know, I was like, what the. Because I was like, all right, I can deal with it one song. And then two, I was just started to get annoyed. And I had only just started my second drink. And I was like, if I gulp this down, I'm going to be like shitted. And, you know, I got to be able to taste myself here. Yeah. So
I'm going to be so shitted.
Be so shitted that I'm going to walk over there and go, hey, I'll show you how to sing.
Now, was this maybe a situation?
Oh, not only was he singing, he was doing
bullying the jukebox. Was he like playing these songs?
No, himself? They just happened to be like it was like, you know, like those like cable channels that you have that like they play all 80s and 90s and shit. So, but it would play like trivia about the artists on, because it was on like there was like a couple TV screens and stuff.
Oh god, yeah.
Sounds like the way of the future.
Yeah, it does.
Music less interesting.
Exactly. Oh man, yeah, I know. It's just, it's so sad. You're just like, come on, like, know how to behave in public. I mean, just like, no one wants to hear you sing.
Even at my fucking most fucked up, I won't just get
your most shitted.
Yeah, my most shitted. I won't.
I can get loud, but you know what I mean. Like if I get excited when I'm drinking, but I've never sang. I don't sing unless it's karaoke.
Unless I'm supposed to. You know, unless it's karaoke or like my band is playing or something. You know, my Batman band.
Of course.
But yeah, no, I don't generally just go like, hey, you know what? I'm gonna just kind of start belting out these fucking maidens.
Hey man, he's feeling it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got the music in me.
Stacey hates it when I sing like along to theme songs or whatever. So I'm well trained. Like I love singing along to stuff, but now I like hardly ever do it.
Hey, it's okay, buddy.
Because some broad is telling me what to do.
Yeah, man, she's not the boss of you. You tell her. Give her the what for?
Yeah, give her the what. I know a bar that John goes to that you could just sing all you want.
Yeah,
just go down there.
You have to drive like hours to get there, but it's gonna be fucking worth it.
And I won't even be drinking.
No, you don't have to do that. Just
drinking's not necessary.
That guy was probably just drinking Bud Light. Yeah. Or whatever. Yeah, anyway.
I didn't look.
Oh, he sure was. I know my guy was drinking Bud Lights.
Oh, man. You might as well drink water. Oh well. All right. Do you want to do a quick speed round here, Clay? I know we like to. John can just take a nap over there. But do you want to do a quick comic speed round or something?
I would just some. Books that are right in front of me. I think John, she should be reading this Star Trek Year 5.
Well, that just brings back too many painful memories for me, though.
I think you'd really like it. And I'm trekking through Trek on Instagram. I'm watching all the Star Trek. And then I got recently to the one where you commented where you said, nice felt hat.
I like his felt hat, yeah.
Yeah, the one where they like show up on Gangster World.
Yeah, that's where I was thinking about. Where an actor that has a good director can rein them in, and I was thinking about that with Shatner in that episode. You got me, Spocko. I'm talking all the way in. Yeah, yeah. He's just super gangstery in that one.
Yeah, they actually tie that into this issue. This basically takes place like after McCoy left that communicator there, and now they have like they learned a lot of stuff from it, and they like created democratic society, but their election cycle is every 6 days they have like a new president.
That seems a little
like, some things are wrong.
Extreme.
But like McCoy's like, I can't believe it. It might as well just be shitting on the Prime Directive. I can't believe I left this thing here.
I can't believe McCoy so said shit.
Let's get shitted.
Let's go get shitted.
Shitty because I'm so upset.
Romulan ale.
And I bought a Jason Aaron.
Like the
Aaron
only thing to drink in the Star Trek.
Dennis Hopeless and Jason Aaron have like this Sea of Stars kind of sci-fi Image comic number one that I thought was very good. And we'll pick it up next time.
Very well.
Yes.
Do you want to talk for a second? We got a new Lois Lane book by Greg Rucka. Greg Rucka.
I just finished listening to the Word Balloon with Rucka and John Sundra.
Oh, very well. I thought it was interesting. I didn't mind it. And I don't love Lois Lane. I don't care about Lois Lane, but this was pretty good. But
much like MJ now. You like the Lois.
Sure, why not?
Yeah, Lois.
Lois
Lane. It's a great writer.
Well, I like the idea that, like, and I don't know if this happened in Superman comics or they're just kind of saying that it happened, but, like, Lois Lane was seen kissing Superman, and now people think that she's, like, a slut because she's married. Yeah. She's married to Clark Kent.
But. Oh, can I say something about Spider-Man Far From Home? If he wants to keep his secret identity secret, maybe he shouldn't be swinging around with his girlfriend.
Yeah, just landing in the middle of the city.
Yeah, just no one. Everybody's just like, oh, hey, look, Spider-Man.
Who's that chick?
Who's
with
got
him?
You?
Yeah. Why aren't we taking pictures of this with our camera phones and our other stuff that young people
aren't
do?
Why aren't we setting up with some webbing a 35 millimeter camera with a 10 second self timer up in the old street lamp to take some pictures of Spider-Man?
These are pretty good, Parker. Get some good photos. But I need Spider-Man doing menacing things. All right. So, yeah, I mean, check out Lois. So we had the ending of Walking Dead. We should talk about that really quick because I find it interesting, I guess.
Did you
say that? No, it was sold out everywhere. The speculators were in full force.
Probably.
I went to one store. I mean, I don't care.
But, it's a lot of effort to go to more than one.
Yeah, but
go to the Comixology app.
He even solicited two more issues, and then just to fool everybody, and said, "Nope, this is it. This is the end." So I kind of like that.
I don't know why he didn't just fucking do 200. That kind of pisses me off as a fan.
Are you a fan though, or do you get
a fan of comic books?
Right.
And I've read
and even numbers
six trades of Walking Dead. I've read a lot.
Yeah, I read a few of those too. I read like 12, but I got kind of bored, to be perfectly honest with you. Maybe he just ran out of shit. Maybe he was just like seven more of these goddamn things. I don't know. I mean, who knows?
So how did it end?
Okay, yeah. Spoiler warning. So they already killed the main character last issue. So like they jump ahead a few, like 10 years in this issue
after the blip.
Yeah, kind of after the blip. 10 years. Like his son is Carl is grown up, and zombies are still around, but they're kind of like. They're kind of like bugs, you know what I mean? They're just kind of there, and you know that, you know, just kind of stay away from them, and they'll be fine. So, like, but then, like, this one guy has pets, has, like, zombies as pets, and Carl, like, kills one of them, and then he's kind of brought to, like, they're not pets. It's more like a circus, I guess, or something. Like, he's like a traveling,
Wilbury.
You know. Zombie Wilbury, traveling zombie roadshow, whatever.
Every time I look
at you, so much singing in this episode.
I know.
Yeah,
I get high. and he kills a zombie because he's like fucking zombies, and then like he's sort of brought to like sort of court, and they're like, "Why'd you do that?" He's like, "Because we shouldn't forget what zombies." You know, dude, we can't just have them as pets. And like the judge is like, yeah, you're right, man. We got to remember. And it, you know, it's something like
hashtag,
that. I didn't read the thing. This is just what I've read.
Forget.
Yeah, it's kind of like a never forget thing. And they kind of never forget what, you know, your dad did. And he changed the world, brought everybody together, and blah, 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 blah.
Much like that great Def Leppard song, Let's Get Rocked.
Exactly like that. Let's get wrong.
That's what McHugh used to call it. Get shitted.
Let's get shitted.
So anyways, if you see one, you might as well pick it up. It seems to be kind of sold out, but it probably
if
in
you
2 weeks.
A zombie, shoot him in the head.
Yeah.
Oh, blank man.
The double tap. All right. That's all I got. If anyone wants to say anything else, now is the time.
Punisher actually was quite interesting this week too.
Did you read that? Yeah, Kingpin and Baron Zemo like having like a little alliance, and because they both want to kill the Punisher, and Baron Zemo brings back the Thunderbolts to do that. Which is like the good guy team that was made up of bad guys like many, many years ago. Yeah. So
because Fisk kind of has to make it like a mayoral.
Because, he's a good guy. Well, he's whatever you guys were telling me.
He's the mayor. Yeah. He's the Trump, is basically what he is.
Yeah.
I feel. Except he's not president, he's mayor.
It's so, kind of like Lex Luthor for president kind of thing.
Yeah.
I remember that, yeah.
Luthor. Thor, I'm sorry, I mispronounced.
Oh, I thought you said Thor for president.
Thor is definitely probably in my top five.
The first Thor or Ragnarok? Ragnarok, of course, is in my top five.
Oh my God. See, that's why five is too restrictive. I even forgot about Ragnarok. I'd probably kick out Black Panther and put it in Ragnarok.
Kick that skank to the curb. Three. Yeah.
That Black Panther.
I think Black Panther is a good movie. I feel it's the opposite of Spider-Man Far From Home, where I liked it better for the first half, and then the second half, it kind of just fell into the formula.
All right, John, you want to hype up anything that you're working on?
Right now I'm doing I'm lettering My Hero Academia, so go read that every week.
Clay on, the sign.
Yeah. It was actually a label.
Special guest.
Yeah. It was some bunting?
Special guest, Clay and Caramel. So
Clay,
there you go.
The bunting. Oh, yeah. Brought to you by the letter H. For Hunt. All right. Yes. Bye, My Hero Academia.
Yeah. Go and, read that every week. Weekly chapters. That and Demon Slayer Kimetsu. Those are all... weekly chapters, and there's other stuff I work on. That's like
sure, a lot of there stuff. Sure is.
Yeah, but so do that. Go buy, read some manga. You know, get away from this American stuff for a little while. Give it, change it up.
Good idea.
Learn Japanese. Be a guest on the show, so you can talk to
him
in Japanese.
Yeah.
So there we go.
That's right. Be a guest on the show. Just you and John can talk Japanese to each other.
Yeah, we can say like five. I can say like 150 phrases, and it will all just be about how are you doing, good day, good night. You know, it'd be a really boring conversation.
And no more boring than most of our podcasts.
True that.
All right, gents, thanks for coming, and we'll talk to you chumps later.
Sayonara, shitheads.
Go get shitted, shitheads.
But I guess that's why they say every rose has its thorn. Just like every night has its dawn. Just like every cowboy sings a sad song. Every rose has its thorn. It does.
Sorry.
So, I'm putting a spot like that, Clay.
I deserve all this. I deserve all this.
I didn't know it was going to be followed up with something more funny.
Oh, go ahead.